Members of the Ohio Cyber Reserve would be on standby, and they'd be granted leave from work and compensated if called into active duty. Secretary of State Frank LaRose says the reserve can play a vital role in fighting potential threats to elections. As LaRose explains, if a foreign country mounted a physical attack on a local government, then the National Guard would be expected to step in. He says the state should treat cyber attacks in the same manner.
In the virtual world, we would now are able to respond with the best protection that we have.
Several city and county governments have reported attacks by hackers demanding ransom. Businesses around the state have also reported ransomware attacks. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.